From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. Talks regarding the planned June 12th U.S.-North Korea summit in Singapore are still on track, and members of the U.S. administration are working to iron out the details. President Donald Trump told reporters in the Oval Office Saturday evening the president said the talks are going very, very well. Meanwhile, as AP's Ben Thomas reports, the North and South Korean leaders had a meeting of their own.
It's the second meeting in a month between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in at the border village of Panmunjom. Moon's office says the two leaders discussed the peace commitments they agreed to at that first summit a month ago and Kim's potential summit with President Trump next month. Trump abruptly called off that meeting this week, citing North Korea's tremendous anger and open hostility, only to soften his stance a day later. Ben Thomas, Washington.
An American who had been held as a prisoner in Venezuela since the summer of 2016 is now back on U.S. soil. Joshua Holt and his Venezuelan wife and daughter arrived in the U.S. accompanied by Senator Bob Corker, who helped negotiate their release. Then they met at the White House with U.S. President Donald Trump.
We have Josh Holt and his wife Tammy, and they came back from a very tough ordeal in a Venezuelan prison, almost 2 years, Josh. And, amazing that you were able to take it. Your daughter, Marion's here, and your parents.
Holt and his wife had been imprisoned in Venezuela for 2 years on charges of concealing weapons. This is a charge that they deny. Corker met with the Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, for talks on Friday regarding this. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A suicide bomber detonated an explosives-laden mini-truck near an army base in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 8 soldiers and wounding around a dozen more. A provincial government spokesman, while confirming the casualties to VOA, said the early Sunday attack occurred in the volatile district of Helmand Province. The Taliban swiftly took responsibility for carrying out the bombing. An insurgent spokesman claimed the powerful blast killed and wounded more than 100 Afghan security personnel, although the Taliban casualty tolls are usually inflated. The Palestinian Health Ministry says 2 Palestinians were killed in the southern Gaza Strip Sunday by Israeli tank fire. Israel says the tank fired and it happened as troops were detonating an explosive device that had been placed near the border fence. Israel said in a statement the charge was placed last night near the border fence in the southern Gaza Strip, an attempt to harm forces operating in the area, and was neutralized this morning by IDF troops. At least 118 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli fire in the Gaza Strip since mass protests and clashes broke out in March. 4 Russian servicemen have been killed by militant fire in Syria. 5 other soldiers were wounded in the incident in Syria's eastern Deir ez-Zor province, according to the ministry. When several mobile terrorist groups attacked a Syrian government artillery position overnight, the ministry said the Russian casualties were military advisors to the Syrian troops. The statement did not say when the fighting occurred, although several reports suggested it may have taken place last Wednesday. A monitor for the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights told the French news agency 9 Russian soldiers died Wednesday alongside at least 26 Syrian troops. Irish citizens have voted by a large margin to repeal the country's restrictive abortion law, dealing a serious blow to the anti-abortion movement. Election officials released results Saturday of ballots cast the previous day on the question of whether to keep or overturn a constitutional amendment banning abortion in most cases. The final result showed more than 66% of voters were in favor of repealing the ban, while 33% voted to keep the current law. Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar said that more than 1.4 million voters favored repealing the constitutional ban.
The result is resounding, and it gives us as a government the mandate that we need now to bring forward the legislation as soon as possible.
The outcome is a landmark victory in Irish women's fight for abortion rights in a predominantly Catholic nation, but a leading anti-abortion group said before the official results were announced, the referendum was a tragedy of historic proportions. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.